this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
But you need the help of God. You desperately need God's help. Tell Him this morning, help me, Lord. Help me, oh God. Help me, Lord. Help us, oh God. Help that man. Send help to that woman. Send help, oh God. Urgent help is needed this morning. Send help, oh God. Urgent help is needed this morning. Send help, oh God. Father, we thank you. Somebody is receiving help already. God will give you peace concerning that situation. Isaiah chapter 32 verse 18. Isaiah 32 verse 18. The word of God says, "My people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places." Somebody, you are here this morning, as your amen reaches heaven, your dwelling places shall be peaceful. I say your dwelling places shall be peaceful. In the name of Jesus, I am praying for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your family members, wherever they are, they will find peace. They will obtain help. You will find peace. You will obtain help. In the name of Jesus, throughout this year, the remaining days of this year and beyond, for somebody, for your family, you will be secured. I say you will be secured. The arrows of the enemy will not hit you. The arrows of the enemy will not hit you. Disaster will not come near you. Disaster will not come near your family. In the name of Jesus, whatever is troubling you now, the Lord trouble them. I said, the Lord trouble them. In the name of Jesus, peace is your heritage. You will obtain peace in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Shout a louder amen. Amen. Can you put your hands together for the Lord as you take your seat? Thank you, choir. God bless you. Hallelujah. Can you help me welcome somebody to your left and to your right? Say, welcome to church. Make sure your neighbor is looking at you. Welcome to church. Can you give your neighbor a warm smile? It's a warm one, warm. Tell your neighbor on behalf of God's servant, you are not talking. The lead pastor of Lighthouse International Christian Center, you are welcome. Tell your neighbor you won't go back the same way you came. Tell your neighbor you are blessed. Help your neighbor say amen. Amen. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. I welcome you to our family Thanksgiving service on behalf of the lead pastor, Reverend Yemi Graceman Adulojo, and to all our internet viewers, you are most welcome. The grace of God will meet you wherever you are in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. God has given you the grace. You have seen the last Sunday in the seventh month, and I'm praying for you. You will see the eighth month. You will see the 9, the 10, the 11, the 12. You will see several more years in the name of Jesus. Can I pray for you again? You won't die before your time. You will live to your old age. Can I pray for you again? You will live to eat the fruits of your labor in the name of Jesus. Let me pray for you again. You will prosper in all that you are doing. Whatever you lay your hands upon, you will prosper in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This morning, I want to minister on what I've entitled Stronger Together. Stronger Together. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 30. And then we'll read Ecclesiastes chapter 4. We'll read from verse number 9 to verse number 11. Stronger together. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? So it takes God for one to chase 1,000 and for two to put 10,000 to flight. Give me the NIV translation. NIV translation. Thank you, NIV. Thank you. NIV translation. How could one man chase 1,000 or two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them, unless the Lord had given them up? Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse number 9 to verse number 11. Chapter 4, verse number 9 to verse number 11. The Bible says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. Verse 10. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Verse number 12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Father, breathe on us again this morning. Breathe upon your word. Let your word gain entrance into our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Through your word, change us again. Make us better. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Stronger together. Let me start this way by saying that nothing great was ever done by an individual. If you look closely, you will discover that there is a team around such a person. If you look closely, you will discover that there is a team around that person who is working tirelessly, who is putting his best to ensure that that person becomes great in life. Every achievement you see was not done by one man. He was helped. Every man that will become something in life cannot achieve it on his own. You need the help of God, or you need the help of men. So we need the cooperation of each other. Sir, I need your cooperation. You need my cooperation. You need the cooperation of the man that is sitting next to you. We need the cooperation of each other to reach heights of greatness. You need it, sir. to accomplish in life and to become your dream, you need the cooperation of somebody. To become your best in life, please, don't rubbish people. Don't slam the door against people, because in this life, we are trading with people. As I'm speaking to you this morning, you don't know or you never can tell where we'll meet again. Maybe it is our children. Maybe in the nearest future, my children will need something from you because of your position. Maybe it is you that will need something from me in the nearest future. Don't ever slam the door against anyone. Even in marriage, we all need the cooperation of our spouse. You need the cooperation of your wife to become great in life. You need the cooperation of your husband to become successful in life. In fact, as parents, we need the cooperation for our children to have peace and rest of mind. I've seen people who have lost their peace because their children did not cooperate with them. I've seen people who could not get to the next level in life because their wife did not cooperate with them, or the husband did not cooperate in the house or in the family. What about the church? To become great as a church, Lighthouse International Christian Center, to become great, to be stronger, we need to be together. We need to be what? We need to be together. We all need each other's cooperation to accomplish the purpose of God for our lives. Of course, you know that where one body suffers, all the body will suffer. Whereas where a part of the body is glorified, all the body will be glorified. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 26. The Bible says, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. So, united we stand, divided we fall. In your marriage, united you stand, divided you fall. In fact, God is always looking for unity to perform stronger together. That's why his word says in Amos chapter 3, verse number 3, he said, can two walk together except they be agreed? So united we stand, divided we fall. You know, Martin Luther once said in one of his books, he said, we must learn to live together as brothers, as families, or we will perish together. But I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning, but the world is different this morning. We must learn to live together or we perish together. Where you see a family, a home, a church that is not living together, they are perishing together. So, coming together is the beginning. Staying together is progress. Working together is success. Stronger together. Coming together is the beginning. Staying together is progress. Working together is success. There is something about togetherness. What is the essence of church? The essence of church is that we become one, joint heirs with Christ. That's the essence of the church. So, what brought us together? We are sitting this morning because something brought us together. And what is that thing? It's the vision. Vision, sir. We are here to raise molders of what? Of power and purpose. So it means that without this vision, there won't be any need for us gathering this morning. Maybe you will gather somewhere else, another vision. So we are gathered around a vision, and the purpose of this vision is to run with the vision. So this is not a club mission. It is not a gathering of schoolmates. It is a gathering of people who understood vision and they are running the vision. Ditto for marriage. Why do you want to be married? Why are you married? Because sometimes we misunderstand the reasons why we should be married. For the man and for the woman. And that is why when you enter into marriage, you behave the way you want to behave because you don't understand the purpose of marriage. What is your vision? What is the vision behind marriage? Why are you together? Why are things not working? Who is responsible for unhappy home? Who is the person, the man or the woman? Whoever is responsible does not understand vision. You don't understand the purpose of marriage. Am I talking to somebody this morning? So, singles, before you involve yourself in marriage, find out the purpose for marriage and be ready to pay the price for success in that marriage. Why do you want to be married? I want to be married because everybody is getting married. I want to be married because time is going. Anybody that comes, I will accept this time around. So, we are stronger when we work together. I'm calling on families this morning who have or who are going through storms in their marriage. I'm calling upon friends, I'm calling upon members of Lighthouse this morning who have issues with some other persons. You are not in talking terms. You are not greeting yourselves. You are fighting for whatever reason. I'm calling upon you this morning that understand the purpose of marriage. Understand the purpose of friendship. Of course, you know that we can't be together and not step on our toes. It's normal. We step on our toes. It is right to be angry. It is wrong to sin while you are angry. It is right to say, I don't like the way you behave to me. It is wrong to say, I will never talk to you again in my life. Where do you want to spend your own eternity? Maybe they will prepare one special place for you, where everybody that is not in talking terms will come there. And then both of you will be looking at yourselves. Nobody is talking to anybody. I don't have too much time this morning. Maybe I just take one point and I close. Let's look at what strong families have in common. Strong families, talking about the church, talking about your marriage, talking about your relationship. What strong families have in common. I should have told you before I start this morning that you might not laugh. So laugh now if you want to laugh. Choir. Thank you, Sister Peace. I like the way you laughed. What strong families or church have in common? Number one is commitment. Somebody say commitment. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 61. 1 Kings chapter number 8, verse number 51. Give me the NIV translation. NIV. First Kings 8, 61. He said, but your hearts must be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by his decrees and obey his commands as at this time. Commitment. So, how committed are you in that marriage? Are you committed to your husband? Are you committed to your wife? Are you committed to your children? Children, are you committed to your parents? Commitment is lived. It is an act, not a word. It is not a word. It's not that I will be committed. Commitment is lived. You live it. But your heart must be fully committed to the Lord our God to live. You live it. You do it. Commitment is lived. It is an act. It is not in words. So your assignment must be approached with the greatest seriousness in life. Hear me, sir. Hear me, ma. Life is too short to waste. It's too short to waste, sir. So, I pity couples who are not enjoying their marriage. Sir, I am sorry, but I pity people who will come to church and they have malice with somebody else. And once they enter and they see that person, their joy is tampered with. I pity such people. On a Sunday in his presence where you're supposed to come and be blessed, you walk in with your wife, or wife, you walk in with your husband and you are not in talking terms. What did you come to do in the service? You are in the same department, sitting together. You are holding hands to pray. And there is malice. What did you come to achieve? We are stronger when we are together. Sometimes because couples are not in talking terms after service, the man will just disappear and leave the wife. And the wife is stranded. And you are going home. And then you go and wait for her. And then she will come. She will enter kitchen. Then she will cook. She will put it on your table. You will come and sit down. You will eat. You use toothpick. After you finish eating, you will climb upstairs and go and sleep. Let me tell you something this morning. If your wife is not happy with you and she enters the kitchen to cook with unhappiness, she finished cooking, she brings the food in an unhappy state, and then you start eating. Poison. Onje poison, you are dying. Is it not better for you to make peace before you enjoy your food? Oh, then Jen Law. Somebody say commitment. In my early days in marriage, I discovered that you cannot have a fight with your wife, or your wife has a fight with you, and you did not resolve it, and things go well with you. I discovered that. My first year, my second year, my third year. And one of the challenges I had was my wife was not in Ibadan, so she was in Abuja. So she came down for a wedding, and then after 1 month, she went back to Abuja. So we didn't have time to stay together until she was transferred from Abuja to Ibadan. And that was when I started knowing her, and she started knowing me. It would have been a good thing if we had been together in our relationship for like 3, 4, 5 years. We see ourselves together, we talk, we fight, we resolve. But the first year was like we just knew ourselves. So it was quarrel, disagreement, fight. Not fight as in physical. I've never beaten my wife before. I've never made a mistake to raise my hand and want to slap her. I mean quarreling. I mean agree and disagree. Anytime I disagree with my wife and we are angry at ourselves and I did not resolve it, something will just go wrong for me that day. One day we had a serious disagreement and I got angry, carried my key, carried my Jeep, and I drove out. I was driving, I was angry. What kind of woman is this? And I had a problem with my tire. So I parked. I wanted to change. My spare tire dropped. I did not know. You know that big tire? As at that time, I think it was like 20,000 or 25,000. I had to go and look for money to go and buy another spare tire. I had a business deal that was going on for me. I was not happy. I left the home. Whether she's the one that offended me or I'm the one that offended her, I left the home. Business deal concluded. And I got to the office. And they called me. Say, we are no longer interested. So I began to understand that in marriage, you are not separate. You understand? God does not see you as one. I mean, as two separate people, different entity. God sees you as one. And that's why the Bible says the man or the woman will leave his father and leave his mother, and both shall cleave together, and they will become one. Adam was saying, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, because she was taken out of me. So
the bone was used to form the woman. So anything you do to your wife, it is yourself you are doing it to, because it is your bone. It was your bone that was used to create the woman. So you offend her, you feel the pain of what you are doing to her, directly or indirectly. She offends you, she feels the pain of what she is doing to you, directly or indirectly. In other words, as a wife, you cannot go beyond the cooperation you give to the husband. As a husband, as a man, you can't go beyond the cooperation you give to your wife. You want to go higher? Treat your spouse well. You want to fall? Disdain your spouse. Deal with her. And very soon you will see that the things that are working for you no longer works. It's not that God is wicked. Commitment. I don't know if I've said this story before. A contractor was going to resign from his place of work. And he told the master, "Sir, I will be resigning." The master said, "Oh, wonderful. You have worked so well for me. I appreciate everything that you have done. Please, can you do me just one more job? One job." And he gave the contractor a contract to build a 3-bedroom bungalow. The contractor got angry. What nonsense. Which other English again? What? What rubbish? Give me another English. English today, you won't talk now. And then he was angry, and then he built the 3-bedroom bungalow with inferior materials. Bad material. In fact, the boss asked him to furnish the apartment. "Please furnish this apartment." So he bought rubbish material. 3-seater, everything he bought was inferior, bad job. "Finish building, Oga, I have finished. Please allow me to go." Oga said, "Well done, you have done well. You told me you are leaving, and I was thinking of the gift to give to you. Take this key. The 3-bedroom bungalow you just built is your own." That man should be careful when heavy rain starts falling. He has used his hand to deal with himself. Be committed to whatever assignment is given to you. Do it well. You know why? Do it well. Because whether you know it or not, whether you want to agree with me or not, your life is directly or indirectly connected to that assignment. For instance, we are running a vision, right? Lighthouse. Be committed. Why? Because your success or failure is directly or indirectly connected to this vision. You do it well, you succeed. You don't do it well, you don't succeed. Because vision speaks. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? Treat your spouse well. I think I've said it here before about a particular woman who had an opportunity to be great in life. But the husband said, "No way, you cannot be better than me. If my wife gets a better opportunity, please go. Because my destiny is directly or indirectly connected to her. She goes up, I go up. I go up, she goes up. I come down, she comes down." Have you not seen where a benefactor dies and the whole family, everything turns upside down for them? You've seen it. You've heard about it. That the man in the family just died. The woman is working, but the man and everything just... Because the life of that woman, the life of those children are directly or indirectly connected to the benefactor, the breadwinner of that home. I've also seen where it is the woman that was called to glory. The man finds it difficult to take care of the children, to build the home, to do what the wife has been doing. Because the call of a woman is different from the call of a man. You can't do the way women, you can't do it, men. You can't walk the way your wife is walking in the house. How many men agree with me here? If you like, answer me. If you like. You can't walk. She has her own assignment, different from your assignment. Ditto for the woman. You can't do the kind of job your husband is doing. You can't. So you are dealing with your wife, you are dealing with your husband, you are affecting your life negatively if you don't know. Exodus chapter 17, let's read verse 11 and verse number 12. Exodus 17, verse number 11 and verse number 12. Exodus 17, verse 11 and verse 12. The word of God says, as this is a fight between the Israelites and the Amalekites, as long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning, stronger together. But whenever he lowered his hand, the Amalekites were winning. Your life, the life of the Israelite is directly or indirectly connected to Moses. So when the hands of Moses comes down, they kill the Israelites. But when the hands of Moses goes up, the Israelites are winning. Verse number 12, when Moses' hands grew tired, stronger together. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and all held his hands stronger together. Held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So as long as his hands were steady, the Israelites were winning. Let's assume that there was no cooperation from Aaron and all. What happens? The Israelites would have been killed. Most times we don't get the blessings that we desire in this vision, because you are not committed to the vision. You are not committed to the servant who God has given the vision. Sometimes you pray and pray and pray and you get no answer. Remember, there is a spiritual umbrella that covers this vision. And God's servant, Reverend Yemi Graceman Adloju, is the spiritual umbrella. So if you are in this vision and you want to be blessed, you must be committed to this vision and be committed to the servant of God placed over your life. Ditto for marriage. You want to be blessed? You must be committed to your husband. Husband, you must be committed to your wife. Those who are single, learn commitment before you decide to be married. Commitment. Commitment in marriage is like eating the same food for years until you die. That's commitment in marriage. Eating the same food for several years until you die. I don't know any different food in my house now. Even before this present regime, it has been like that. Abi? Rice.
eba, beans, yam. What else? Bread. You have been eating these things since you were giving birth to, and you are not tired. Why are you tired of your wife? Kilo de? Why is your eye outside? Kilo wa? Iwakua. Iwa is the Iwakua. What are you looking for? Odenjewa, you are not tired. Onje rice, you are not tired. You eat eba, you eat rice, you are not tired. Bread, you are not tired. In fact, from the ewa, they will make moi moi, you are not tired. You have been eating it for years. I am 53 years old. I have been eating this food like that for 53 years. In fact, when I was growing up in my own family, it's not even variety like that. A bunny. Maybe that's the reason why I hate eba. I eat eba like once or twice in a year. A bunny. My mother is here. Things were tough. That there was a time she asked me to go and buy vegetable because they know me already in that market. Vegetable nisha. And she will cut it. Thank God for her. My father. You understand what I'm talking about? My father didn't put money down. If he collects salary, he will tell you that he has not been paid. It's me that always locate where he hides those money. And I will take the one that I want to take. I will leave the rest for him. Since you say you have not been paid, how did this one get to this place? Eba, vegetable. I always envy my neighbors. They will, you know, Irish potato, they will fry it, they will do beans, they will put it, and then, barak, for us that live in the other barracks, if your neighbor is coming from the kitchen, the barrack is like this angle you have, toilet, bedroom, and kitchen. For this angle, toilet, so maybe room 1 to room 5 is using this side, room 1 to room 5 is, so when somebody is coming from kitchen, you pass your room, and they will pass me. I will shake my head. One day I went to sit down in their house. Toba day, oh my ba mi ba. And my mother asked me to go and buy vegetable. I said, vegetable again. In the barrack, that was in Jos. People know. So what I did was, I went to the market, I bought vegetable, and I went somewhere and I packed stones. With a fish in a sack, vegetables, so that I want to take mommy pelu vegetable. You know that you can't carry vegetable like that. In Koti Yato, for our people. I got home that day, and my mother said, "What I said, vegetable? You just take your vegetable." Every day vegetable. I'll carry, and everybody will see. So this time, it was heavy. One funny thing happened one day, because of situation, and because my father was not cooperating, he was not committed. I'm sorry to say, he's dead now. May his soul rest in peace. If he's still resting. You know, we normally say, may they are so resting. People don't know what is happening to them. Let's not deceive ourselves. No food in the house. So my mother did eba. Manage eba. Then just gave birth to our first girl. And she managed to grind egusi with salt and maggi. And say, guys, this is what I can afford. Eja joko. So I sat. My brother sat, she sat, she carried the baby. You know when baby is bringing out teeth, there's this kind of poopoo they are normally called, it looks like a goosey abi. when you like here. Be omodara adediro mati. He doesn't like hearing things like that.
Pupu lo jebe.
So as we were eating, I just said, prop, prop, prop. Oh, they're washing you a goosey tanje. OD7. We don't know where another food will come from. Oh. My mother said, well, as it is, you know, it's a child. So my mother just dipped her finger. Oh, they mix here. Ask me, did we eat it? We are not there today. We ate it. You will not suffer. If my father was committed as he should, sir, be committed, sir. Be committed to your wife. There is nothing we are taking out of this world. We want to leave it here. Be committed. Be open to your wife. Wife, be open to your husband. We are stronger together. If your husband does not have and truly does not have, assist. Assist. Husband, if you have, don't hide it from your wife. Don't hide it. The painful part is that some men will hide it and they will go and spend it for other women outside. And your families are suffering. You are happy when you are doing it for people outside. But you don't do it for your family in the house. You are a wicked person, no? You're wicked. You can give to people outside. I give to people outside. At the same time, I don't joke with my family in the house. In fact, my family first before people outside. Wife, your husband does not have, and you know he does not have, and you are hoarding what you have. You are wicked. You are wicked. Is it clothes you want to buy? How long will you wear it before it expires? Latest ones are always coming out. So commitment is a choice to give up other choices. Are you hearing me this morning? It is a choice. You have made a choice in marriage. Stick to that choice. Stick to it, sir. I've said it before, let me remind you again. There is no woman that is more beautiful than your wife. Maybe you saw other women before you chose Abby. Abby, eh, hey, woman, that Danny. You didn't do proper check before you decide that this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Take your eyes off other women. Man, husband, wife, singles, and then triple dates, and double dates, and the T pick anyone up till now. You are collecting money from brother A, from brother B, from brother C. You have special time, you meet brother A, brother B, and brother C. You want to know a brother, you have sister A, sister B, and sister C. You are playing with their emotions, sister A, sister B, and sister C. Some brothers are even wicked. They don't give. They collect from sister A, sister B, sister C. You are wicked. Very wicked. Commitment is a decision where other possibilities are no longer a distraction. For that man that is married, and your eye is, or then go through and fro, on other women. Let me tell you something today. That there is no woman without a scar. Sir, as beautiful as that woman may look, she has her own scar. This home is better. The wife is saying to the husband, "Can go and check your mate. Look at our neighbor. Go to their house and see that if you are not careful, your own is even better than them." There is no woman without a scar. My wife, if I'm talking, she will be talking. She doesn't listen. The one that you are looking at, that your eye is, that one, once you talk, slap, oh my, 14. Is it not better? That one is talking and is not slapping you. That one is giving you busa. Well, I watched one, I think it's a joke. Somebody said, this condition that we are in Nigeria now, said, if somebody takes you out to a restaurant, and he said, "Don't worry, I'll pay," and they serve you, and the person now stood up and is walking, I say, "Leave everything and follow him." Toba lo, wa jek be se. Boya oti ribi be ah. Hello, hello, hello. He said, "Follow him." So the man stood up and he was saying, "Hello." Everybody followed him. So he now came back and sat down. They came back, they sat down. He received another, "Hello, hello." Everybody followed him. They dropped what they are eating. Then another one that I saw, the woman prepared food. Rice. I think it was 3 eggs. So as they were eating, the husband quickly carried egg and the woman was the one that provided the money. So he, we have not reached any level in this food. This egg you carry for us. Easy. See, as old 7, they look me. There are women that can slap. In fact, there are women that can beat nonsense out of a man. Don't make mistake and go and carry that one. Better go and stick to your own that does not talk. Be committed to your own. Leave those ones. They have their scars. You look too much. You remember in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. You know, Ruth was speaking. He said, but Ruth replied. He said, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." That is commitment. I remember when I was getting married, this is what we wrote on our invitation card. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. We wrote it, I still remember. We are still staying, no? We are still going. Eh? Someone hearing me this morning. Oga, take your eyes off them. They are not better than your spouse. Which you define. Value what you have. You remember what God's servant said? He said, we don't value what we have until... May you not lose what you have. Amen. Your wife is beautiful. Your wife is the best. Your wife is precious. Oh, precious. Somebody is very precious here. Your wife is precious. Your husband is handsome. The best man. That's who your husband is. Work together. Build together. Be ready to make amends and to correct your mistakes. Please. Commitment is the assurance that this family will stay together. This family will value each other. Commitment is the assurance.
that your God will be my God. That's commitment.
I will stop at this commitment. Love is good, though. In fact, what takes people into marriage is love, attraction. I like her. I like him. Most of the time, it is not love. You didn't love her. You liked her. You were attracted to her. Don't deceive us that I love her. You were attracted to her. You like her. Love develops over time. He said, love is blind. He said, marriage will open it. So love develops over time. Love can take you to marriage. It is commitment that will keep you in that marriage. Listen to me this morning. If you are not committed, if love is existing in that marriage and you are not committed, love will begin to diminish. Commitment can make, non-commitment can make love to diminish in a marriage. You just call that because you are not committed, the way she loves you, she no longer loves you anymore. But the dangerous part of it is that when somebody else now starts getting committed, wala deal. When you refuse to give your wife money, somebody else is sending her money. Ah, why is your face like that? There's nothing to eat in the house. Oh, give me your account number. Shh. Ah, thank you. God, you had a testimony this morning. Ah, thank you. He was giving her money for another reason, that I'm coming to toast you. You allow somebody to begin to transfer money to your spouse, you are going, and they are using the money to cook for you, and you are happy. Old Jack Bessie. You are eating Bessie. Love does not sustain marriage. It is commitment that sustains love in marriage. Commitment is sticking to your spouse and not a side chick. I don't know why I'm saying this over and over again. I want side chick, wanting cause, voila. Is my boo. Is my helper. I want to pray one prayer for you. It's a dangerous one. I know women will say amen to this one. Any man, because I want you to repent by force and by fire. Any man who is having a side chick, may God expose you. If you don't repent after today's service, if you have an appointment with her, you don't repent, may God expose you. I want to say amen. Where are the men? Say amen, say amen, say amen. Any man here, hearing my voice, you are married and you have children, and you have a side chick, may the Lord expose you. I want to read that. I saw amen now. Okay, you are waiting for me to pray for your own, Abby. I got it. Any woman here who is married and your eye is on another man's, if you don't repent after today, the Lord expose you. I got it.
Please. I'm begging you this morning. Go and make amends in your home. Go and settle that issue with your wife, with your husband. Promise her, promise him that you won't do it again. Make amends. Enjoy your life with your wife, with your husband. Enjoy.
I used to say it in counseling that whatever you desire to see in your wife, teach her.
You see another woman and you see on her beautiful things and you love it. Buy it for your wife. Let her dress. Talk to her. She might not be able to walk the way you want. Teach her.
It's not all women that can do catwalk. Talk to my catwalk, Lofe. Take her for training. It's a serious matter. OD7. Why am I mentioning OD7 like this? Okay, he's getting married very soon.
Teach her. Wives, you cherish the way other men are dressing. Teach your husband. Help him to dress. You can even buy him stuffs. You can buy it for him. Get a tailor to measure him and sew. You can even call that man, Oga, who is your tailor? Please, can you introduce him to your tailor? Let him come and sew for my husband.
Somebody said to me, he said, the man doesn't know how to dress. I said, he will learn. Nobody knows it all. We are stronger together. I don't know how to match colors. It's my wife. She's the brain behind it. If I dress, in fact, before I even dress, I would just throw all the my tie on the bed. I say, choose. She will look, she will say, this, or this. Anyone you take, we go. One day I dress and I wore a shoe. He say, where are you going? Monja deni, only lelova. This shoe color does not go with. The bed does not go. You see, wala wow. Your bed must match your shoe.
So she helps me to dress.
No, she's not around today. She traveled. And she said to me, you are wearing agbada now. Make sure you wear it throughout. I'll be watching online. Make sure you wear it throughout. Don't tell me that you cannot. You know, one challenge I have with agbada is this. I don't know how my daddy is doing his own. Hey, go she duro. But my shit in my she. I'll get you sweets. My daddy will do his own. The thing will just stand. So initially, I thought that I'd be molting free stash to take for Juni. And I told the dry cleaner, I said, don't pull stash on my brother again. The thing is standing too much. It's not cooking dabiti, daddy wa.
So, sir, life is sweet. It depends on how. That's the truth. Life is sweet. I'm telling you, life is sweet. You are not happy in your home. You are the one that is wounding yourself. Make peace. You are here now. You slept yesterday night. You and your husband did not talk. You face your side, the other side. He also faced his own, the other side. And you woke up in the morning.
How do you continue like that? For how long? Let me round off this morning. The question I will leave you with is, how committed are you to your children, to your wife, to your husband, to your church, and to the vision? How committed are you? Let me remind you again, your life is directly or indirectly connected to the vision, connected to your marriage, connected to your wife, connected to your husband, connected to your children.
So you want to go up in life? Please be committed to whatever is committed into your hands. Can we bow down our heads and pray?
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan. Every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.